Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth.
Hello, my friend. You've just had the pleasure of hearing the Word of God from Luke, from my dear friend and co-minister, Greg Lecamelli. We're not often on the same piece of land, but we are in the same world and with the same intentionality of sharing with you these moments, these times of quiet listening and stillness that might interestingly enliven us. In other words, we jump up from times like this sometimes, but we have to slow down first. We have to take time. You might almost feel how Jesus opened the scroll. You might sense his own tiredness and maybe yours now as he came into his hometown, entered the synagogue and opened the scroll and then proclaimed the everlasting word that there's a home and place for all of us, and that the veil will be taken away, and that you and I begin to see that we are of one family. We're at a time now where there's great teaching, and in the midst of, you may hear it later or before, the visit of Pope Francis, who calls us in his second encyclical, first written under his own name, with, I'm sure, many others, calling us to creating and caring for a common home. You might remember, and I have special love for the beautiful piece called Fanfare for the Common Man, or we may say the common person. It's interesting, isn't it? Because I think of the stratified society we live in and the brokenness of our day, that a common person could feel like or sound like a step down from being somebody else, to be common. And yet as the sun rose today, and I give thanks with Greg and others for the jubilation of this time, the richness of our anniversary celebration here on the mountain, where we've heard the call out from Isaiah, "On this mountain the Lord will prepare for all peoples." And then we hear the description of a rich and full banquet. This is for all peoples, for all of us in communion, for the sense of being common, of one home. Common people live in a communal setting. They have a sense of self, not wonderfully blent in, not of a mass of people. In fact, through the celebration of what we call the Mass, the Eucharist, there's a singularity of each of us as we come to share in the bread of Christ. The Word opens in our hearts differently. And this is the core of being common, communal, union, communion, one of many. And we rise up with a fanfare of a bright day. The sun broke open just a few minutes ago. I woke in silence and in quiet here as like a little child glad to begin a new time. Greg and I and others have shared this new time and do now with you. Yesterday there was all sorts of fanfare, songs and music and food and the fullness of the day, and then a rainstorm, a torrential storm that almost silenced, but it didn't happen. Kim and Reggie Harris and Glenn McClure, who offered us wonderful music, and we joined in song and gesture to proclaim the singularity of the moment, the quality of being communal, common, in one house under a tent, and the energy we each have to bring to that experience. But we know it, don't we, if you've begun this practice with us, that even though I might sort of rattle on with words, this is a call or a invitation into the common quiet of the communal silence that allows us to sit here or stand or lay down or whatever your simple stature would invite you to take, in which you might receive the presence of the living God who never left us. But we might, again, with the ancient phrase, be attentive, quiet and listening to the presence that will rise up in us as this sun has. Yes, not that it hasn't risen up before, but in each moment like this, rising in the brilliance of a new day, a new moment. First we rest like these hills did last night. Drenched in rain as I woke, I could see nothing, but I could hear the drops falling still from everywhere. Rain has fallen down within our hearts, and parts of our world, though, are dry, deserted, new deserts that cry out for the living waters, the attentiveness of receiving God's abiding presence, and that you and I, from moments like this, as we enter into the gentle quiet, with whatever mantra you might use, I receive again the richness, the awareness of richness, the attentiveness to the richness, the flowings of living water in us that we might bring out to the parched places of our day and worksite and family and world, not in some proud or prancing sort of way, but in a dance of joy and the reality that this is all given to be given again. But think even in a sense of time, we first receive it, we first become quiet. And so I welcome you into that call that we share here. Having heard first the word that enlivened us, that called us to Eucharist yesterday, as Greg read it for us, now let me simply call us into the psalm that is our practice. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. Loving God, from all time, you've given us hearts of listening, listening hearts. As we settle into this stillness, may we rise as the sun has just risen this moment. And as you beckon us into a new time, may the stillness we have now sought be the peace that we bring to others. You who are creator of us all, in your name we pray. Amen. From Greg and I and others who share this ministry of Mount Irenaeus, be attentive, be happy, and let us be peace bearers and share that in our common home this day. Peace.
And give thanks.